Today's date is September 12, 2008. We're at the Citizens State Bank at 715 Center Street, Fernandina Beach, Florida, 32034. The following interview is being conducted as part of the Amelia Island Museum of History's Veterans History Project in partnership with the Library of Congress. We are interviewing George C. Broom, Jr., nicknamed Rhodey, date of birth March 5, 1928, place of birth Chattanooga, Tennessee. My name is Robert Hamer, and I will interview Mr. Broom on behalf of the Amelia Island Museum of History. Assisting me is Don Hill, who will operate the recording equipment. During the course of the interview, we'll be discussing the following subjects. What was your period of service? During which conflicts did you serve? What was your rank? And where did you serve? But first, let's start, Rhodey, by you telling us what was your motivation for enlisting in the Navy back in February
1946? Well, I was going to be 18 years old in March, so I was going to get drafted. Mm-hmm. And so I graduated from high school, had two friends of mine join the Marines, both killed on Iwo Jima. I joined the Navy.
Joined the Navy.
So I didn't want to get killed.
You want to be on the ground.
And I didn't go to the Army. Mm-hmm. So I went to 2 years hitching Navy.
Great. Very good. Now, going into the Navy, where did you go for your first training?
I went to Norfolk, Virginia, mm-hmm. to boot camp.
Okay.
And I spent there 8 weeks there, and I went to Jacksonville, Florida here.
Oh.
In AS Jacksonville to Aviation Fundamental School.
Okay.
And it was here on next to the Bain Gate by Briar Square, next to the Georgia POW camp in Jacksonville at that time.
Okay.
And then I went to that school, and I qualified to go to the Naval School of Photography in Pensacola, Florida.
Wow.
For 6 months.
Great.
So I became an aerial photographer.
Did you always want to be a photographer, or is that something
different?
No,
that's something I qualified. Hey, okay. And I like Pensacola and it's close to home, so
there you go.
That's
so it was convenient.
Okay. You got to, based on your grades, you got to pick what you're going to do.
Sure.
After that, I had a chance to, the guy was number one in my class. He was from San Diego. I knew he was going back there.
Right.
I got the second pick, so I went to the USS Saipan, which was at Pensacola, training the naval pilots.
Oh, really?
Now,
what kind of a ship was the Saipan?
Aircraft carrier.
Aircraft carrier, okay, great.
Right. So my battle station aboard that ship was on the top of the bridge with a K-10 camera.
Okay.
Every time an airplane landed or took off, I followed it with a camera.
Okay.
And the LSO, if you know the familiar carrier, that LSO, anytime he waved you off, mm-hmm. I started taking pictures in case of the accident.
Mm. And so, an LSO is what? He's the landing?
If he waved you off, you landed anyhow, you're in trouble. I got pictures.
Okay.
If he, told you to come in, I pitched that too. Had him in there, it's an airplane there. So they had a running thing.
What kind of camera equipment did you have there?
A K-20 camera. Is that every 4 seconds?
Okay.
You select it like that every 4 seconds.
So was it a still kind of a shooting camera, or was it like a movie camera? Okay. Rhodey's showing us a picture, and it looks like it's pretty much a moving camera, a military moving camera. So this is something that the Navy did to document the takeoffs and the landings
right.
So, on board during that time.
Because it was a training mission, so they got docked in. Back those days, you crashed, they pushed the ship over the side.
Yeah.
That cost $100,000, but now it's millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars, yeah. So did you have any experiences where you saw some
oh, yes.
nasty?
Yes.
Anything you want to recall at
well,
all?
Well, I can't remember. Well, but yes, that
sure.
happened.
Sure.
But, went to, ship left there and went to Guantanamo Bay
mm-hmm.
And went up to captain of John Gray Crumlin. He was the captain of the ship. I guess I wasn't a first name basis to him because the photographer, I followed him around there,
sure.
what he did and took pictures of what he did.
Right. Right.
So one of my jobs.
Great.
And had a chief petty officer and a seaman and a photo made third class, which was me. Mm-hmm. I did all the work. She was, ran the show, and right. Seaman did the left of him.
Sure. Now, after you shot this footage, did you bring it back to view it at all? Is that something that was viewed by the officers of the ship later on to see procedure?
Well, we did, after we did, after the ship went to dry dock in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and after he come Guantanamo, which ship to dry dock, that squadron I was attached to went to Atlantic City. Pomona Naval Air Station mm-hmm. in Atlantic City, New Jersey, 14 miles out.
Okay.
Great place to be in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the Bulldog, as
yeah,
a sailor.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, I'll bet.
Anyhow, but I was a cash stalker and followed the fire trucks, on the fire truck, would go out and crash in the airfield.
Oh, okay.
And I took pictures of, most of them were landing failures, gears down, and all these training, so I took a lot of pictures, get on the seat and take the picture, all the gears locked, not locked.
Sure, you know, sure, what happened,
With answers.
Now, you were how old at this time? 18?
18.
Yeah, was this a tough assignment for you to see? You saw a lot of crashes and disaster there. Is that tough for you?
I had no desire to fly it again.
Yeah.
Twice in Pensacola, I landed with... had a bunch of pilots were all come home, waiting to get out.
Yeah.
And
all
had common experience overseas.
Right.
We'd fly under bridges. We'd fly trains. Wow. I mean, the guys were crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, one of them landed one time. The plane grounded about three times.
Mm-hmm.
And the pilot got on. He said, told me, he says, you okay?
Yeah.
Only by the light, I couldn't talk.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Time out.
Sure.
Ready, Mr. Broom?
So could you tell us, what was it like to be at sea on an aircraft carrier? What were your accommodations like and food?
Well, food's good.
Okay, Navy food.
We're trying to join the Navy.
Yeah.
No sea vouchers.
There you go.
But beans and cornbread every Thursday and Saturday. Beans and cornbread for breakfast. Good.
Remember some of that. That comes back. But what about your sleeping accommodations?
I had a rope. Had four people in the bunk.
Oh, four above,
I roomed the yeomans, which all the good guys and smart guys.
Right.
So, well, my patrons. So, I had nice accommodations.
Good.
You got four people to rack to sleep in.
What about your work assignments? Did you have like a 12 hours on, 12 hours off, or was it a...
When the ship's in port, had a white livery card. I go in and won't do because I did nothing.
Right.
But
right.
With ship C, I was 24 hours on call.
On call. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
I was on the photographer there.
Oh, okay. So there was no backup.
Yeah.
You were the guy. So if
right.
they were launching or taking planes back on, you were the guy on
right.
duty. What about mail service and things like that? Did you get mail frequently?
Or? Yeah, because we were basically, well, you see, they came in once a day from the U.S. Atlanta and brought mail.
So you got it pretty regularly.
And a lot of things down in Atlantic City were the planes that took targets and went gun cameras, and they were sending them. We were sending them to, I'd take them out, and send them to Norfolk to be who are process them to a camera.
Yeah.
Had one bad experience that when weathered in that the cause commander wanted Pete to develop the pen by ham and asked Buckus. I would do that, but I couldn't guarantee the results because I can't get away. It's not supposed to do that.
Right.
But I did.
Yeah.
And turned out fair.
Yeah.
Happened to get, but a month later, couldn't get ship off to get to Norfolk. So he went, I said, I guess the regulations to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't appreciate that. And we had words.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's a nice man.
Mm.
He said, you can't talk to me like that. I said, well, I'm used to asking me to get against regulations.
Yeah.
Is I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give 3 days from bread and water, not to go on your record. But you can't talk to me like that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm getting out of the ladies. So I don't care. So I spent, that's not fun.
Yeah. Challenge of strong wills there. Conversely, did you meet anybody on board that became a close friend?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. So
and at the time, met a guy, went to, well, had the opportunity to go to Annapolis.
Mm-hmm.
He took it out. He signed up for 4 years.
Yeah.
If it flunked out, you sell the service there. I said, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I flunk out, I get out.
Yeah.
I won't do that.
Right.
Because that you make you say another.
Yeah. They want a commitment. Five years, I think years. It was. Yeah.
I said no.
Yeah.
And if you kick me out, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna stay in and serve 4 years.
Yeah.
To get kicked out.
Sure.
So I wouldn't do that.
Sure.
So that's about my career in the Navy.
Okay. So after your time in the Navy, you had your discharge. Oh, go ahead.
I got a two-year hitch, but let us out before Christmas, he wouldn't re-enlist.
Okay.
So if you wouldn't re-enlist, they let us out before Christmas.
Gotcha.
So I spent 21 months and 22 days in the Navy.
Very good. And you exited the Navy in?
December.
December, okay. December of 47, December 18th, 1947.
Right.
So you went back home after that? And what did you do back home?
Enrolled in college.
Okay, great.
The GI Bill.
GI Bill, okay, great. And did you do any ROTC or anything like that while you were in college? Or
That's an interesting story. I went to Chattanooga, the smallest college in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and in my sophomore year, I was elected as president of the junior class. And in the summertime, Dr. Buckwheeler, the president of the university, called me to have lunch with him one day, and I said, okay. I did, and there's a lieutenant colonel there, the Army. He wanted to start an ROTC unit at Chattanooga. And he lists all the veterans, because when I helped them do this, was involved.
Yeah.
Well, I was making $75 a month on a GI Bill.
Right.
And I had a bunch of drunk degrees to wear to school. So I'd go get $27 more a month, $27.90. And you serve 2 years in a... Have to observe after you got out of the ROTC.
Okay.
I realized it better be an officer that wasn't a list man.
Sure.
If I went back. So I said, that's not a bad deal. I get, you know, 25-cent raise and some khaki pants to wear.
Right.
new clothes.
Yeah.
And so I did that.
Right.
I helped talk to these guys. And anyhow, ended up with a regular Army commissioner. Came to Colonel ROTC.
Right.
And ended up with the Regular Army Commission. So that was 3 years. I understood that. And I liked the military. And
you like the structure of it? Is that what it was?
Right. But after about 2 years, I realized I get paid for being I was a first lieutenant, but I got a captain's job,
sure.
But I didn't get paid.
Right, right.
Oh, you had to. You didn't make, what you did in the military, you got promoted on the same day, this time,
right.
That time, when your time goes up, until you got to be a colonel. And then it was based on your, what you did in the last, try 20 years.
Sure.
I wouldn't like that, though. That ain't fair.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I won't get paid for what I did.
Sure.
And I had to go see two general officers to get out. And I did that. I resigned after my 3 years.
Okay. So you resigned. So you were in to...
55. I went in 55. Excuse me. Went in 52.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated college in 1952 in June the 9th. On June the 10th, I got my orders. And June the 26th, I was Fort Jackson, South Carolina, teaching the same guys who went to school with and were at ROTC.
Right.
So I spent, as a regular Army officer, I was spent 9 months at South and saw Jackson. Everybody else spent 3 months, went to Korea.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now, this captain of the West Pointers, my commander, he sent me to Pentagon where he catch a train go up there. What's happened? You got lost in the shuffle. You shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So I went to the artillery place in Pentagon. Yeah, you shouldn't be. We got you lost. So, but in the class of 50 at West Point got shot up in the Korea War.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
And they sent no more regular officers to Korea. So they sent me to Germany.
Oh, okay.
So all right around went to Germany.
Were you concerned while you were doing ROTC in college that you might get assigned when you got out to Korea? Or that?
Cause yeah, yes, I did. No question, but the problem was you couldn't resign the ROTC when the Korean War came along. If you resigned from ROTC, you were classified one A in the draft.
Right.
No, where you got dependents or what you had, you could get drafted.
Right.
Because they had you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know,
so you were better off to just ride it out and see what they did for an assignment and all that. And it ended up being Germany.
So
what was your MOS in the Army? What was your specialty?
Artillery.
Artillery, okay. Mm-hmm. So that would have made you prime qualified for career as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so, okay.
Anyhow, but most of Fort Jackson went to Fort Benning, the OCS, came out, say, 3 months, and went to Korea.
Okay. Your assignment in Germany, the months that you were there, what did they have you do there?
Well, I went to, at that time, I tend to stay in the military.
Right.
So I went to, assigned to the 18th Field of the group, basically with the commanding officer's aide. He was a colonel, not a general.
Right,
but
right.
I was his aide, second lieutenant.
Right, good.
But anyway, he was a nice man.
Yeah.
And he wanted to play football. I told him, no, I want to make a career out of the Army, not to play football, a jockstrap.
Right.
And so anyhow, I asked him, I need to serve in a unit, not a staff thing. Battery.
Yeah.
Fire battery. So after about 6 months, he put me in a fire battery and became the motor officer of the fire battery.
Oh, okay.
And another year, I became a executive officer in the fire battery. And I met this colonel who died this past year.
Okay.
I kept in touch with him. He lived in Jacksonville. Paid lunch here once a month. I'd have followed him to hell and back.
Yeah,
he was a West Pointer, made major in 17 months in World War II in Germany. And
was he sort of like a role model to you, someone that inspired you?
Yes. Yeah. He told me an awful lot about the way things were.
Right.
In my career, like a secretary, my name here, no mistakes.
Right.
I don't strike covers, no races, my name here. Not yours.
Yeah.
You started right, or if it three times, fine, I'll go. Right. But I will accept, I remember a career that way.
So he was one of those individuals in your life that really made a dramatic impact on you.
And how old with him, and he with me. I got a captain's job, but again, didn't get paid for it.
Right, right. About how old were you then, Rhodey?
I guess it was 22.
And how many years did you spend in Germany total?
25 months.
25 months. And this was,
55.
You obviously World War II ended, and we're talking like 6 to 8 years afterwards. Did you see a lot of destruction while you were over in Germany, a lot of rebuilding? Can you sort of describe what you had seen?
I was placed from a place called Ansbach, which is 40 Ks from Nuremberg. So that's when I went to Nuremberg with lights, 30 minutes over.
Right.
And you get girls and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And so I was, a lot of construction in Nuremberg.
Yeah.
And I've been back to Germany twice. Went to Ansbach both times. First time I went back of 25 years. I went to the gate in this place I was stationed at. This guy asked, "Guy, go and take a couple pictures." "No, sir, there's a restricted base."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, I was a bit battery commander at a billet right there."
Yeah.
For 25 years ago, and I looked a couple pictures. I still have friends in the Army that
sure.
I cross bond and see.
Yeah.
Occasionally, two or three of them. And you were here 25 years ago, is it? Yep. And you came back? You must be crazy.
Yeah.
He said, "Go ahead and take your pictures."
Sure. Thinking back to those days, though, who was rebuilding Germany, the cities that got bombed and destroyed? Did the U.S. Army, help with any of that? Did we have engineers helping with that? Or were they rebuilding their own and we were just sort of funding it?
I don't know.
Okay. I was just wondering what your assignments might have been like.
Well,
despite you were in artillery, they might have been using you guys to do this.
We spent a lot of time in the field and maneuvers.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we did a lot of things. We did a lot of damage.
Yeah.
What we paid for.
Right.
I would pay the farmer. We went his land, which mm-hmm. we could do.
Yeah.
And set up our battery.
Right.
In a deck, tore down fences or screwed up his crops.
His terrain.
Hey, I was paying money.
Compensate.
Right there, on the spot we left.
Wow.
And we agreed with this was fair. I swapped gasoline for for steaks.
One other question I want to ask you about this timeline. How were the U.S. troops received in this timeline by the Germans? Did they welcome you, or was there a tension or a friction?
I think it was pretty good.
Pretty good.
I found it to be pretty good.
Okay.
I learned to speak a little German so mm-hmm. I could do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
I took 6 days leave while I was there.
Right.
Went to Africa.
Okay. South Africa.
Yeah. And, you know, Spain and...
So you traveled all around from that location.
I went to, Copenhagen and Norway and Sweden.
Did you sense at all that the German people felt bad about what had happened during World War II?
No, I don't think so.
No. So, okay. Everybody was just making the best of the situation that they were in.
Yeah, good.
Anything else about your assignment in Germany that you recollect that you want to talk about? You had some good times.
Had a good time. Yeah. You remember the good things.
Right.
The bad things,
Positive thinking. Yeah, sure. Okay, so you were discharged from – what was your final duty station? Was it Germany, or did you come back to the States?
No, I came back to the States and get discharged in Fort Jackson. Excuse me. And Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Okay. And you were there for how long, or was it just a process out?
Three days.
Okay.
And had to get my car when I got my orders. Had to take my car to Fort the next day so we'd get back to New Jersey when I get there.
Right. So when you were discharged from the Army at that point, what did you do? Did you go back home?
I came back home.
And what did you do for work or school?
I was born in Chattanooga. My father was transferred to Atlanta
mm-hmm.
When I was December, first of January, in my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked for a company in Chattanooga. I'd worked for them a couple of summers, so they knew who I was. And I was good. So he said he would not go until I finished college. I was going to Army in here. So I came back to Atlanta.
Okay.
And I don't know anybody in Atlanta, so I ran the advertising the paper, looked for a job.
Okay.
And also some other things I did, but anyhow, I had about 21 responses to my ad.
Okay.
And I ended all of them. Hmm. Most of them were insurance companies.
Okay.
Took the same test about 15 times. Learned how to take it.
Yeah.
But I went to work with the travel insurance company.
Okay.
Which... I liked they'd pay me while to train me, and I had a choice. I could go into agency business after I got trained,
right?
Or I could stay in the company.
Right.
And I guess I went to school in Hartford, April the 15th, and it's not a snow or ice storm, and the snow was still there when I left June the 1st, and I said, If they made me a president of the company, I'd be in Hartford and get
it.
I just like cold weather. So,
anyhow,
I went, and 3 years later, started my business in the But thank Lord has blessed me richly.
Okay, so basically your career was all in insurance.
Yes.
You started with Travelers, and then you started your own company?
Right.
Good. And you went from Hartford to back to Atlanta? Or
Back
to Atlanta. And you were in Atlanta for how long?
3 years.
30 years?
No, 3 years.
3 years, okay.
I've been 39 years in Atlanta.
Okay.
My business. Right. I sold in 1994. I retired.
Very, very good. After you left the military, both the Navy and the Army, did you join any organizations, VFW, Legion, anything like that, or, you know, that you aligned with? Did you stay in touch with anybody at all?
Yeah, I got four good friends I see regularly.
Okay. Still see them now?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
One in Little Rock, Arkansas. One died in Memphis, Tennessee. I'd go see him in Memphis. I saw Carl Trump, his wife. Uh-huh. I was in their wedding.
That's great.
Another fan, I was in their wedding. They got married in Germany. He's a school teacher.
Uh-huh.
And they live in Hope Sound. And my colonel just died this past year.
Yeah.
And my roommate was a doctor in South Carolina. He's retired now, but he lived in Charleston, South Carolina.
Wow, so close by. Yeah.
He went to Citadel and went to a doing for him a year and a half.
Yeah.
Everybody ready?
Yep. Rhodey, that's a pretty interesting nickname that you have here. Can you tell us the history of the nickname?
Well, Rhodey's, I call it One for the Road.
One for the Road,
but,
okay.
My name is George Cicero Broom, Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I went to high school in Rhodey. I didn't know my name was George Cicero. I got a high school diploma. So, anyhow, I went through college, and I read a phone book today at Rhodey.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother called my daddy Cicero, mm-hmm. and his two brothers couldn't say Cicero, and so they called him Roro.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow came Rhodey, and I was born, I became little Rhodey. So
good for you.
I met Rhodey ever since.
Ah, wow. So tell us, after you sold your business, the insurance business, how did you get to Nassau County in Fernandina Beach area?
Well, I was on the board of directors of the company, had a condo in Sea Dunes. Mm-hmm. And one of my perks was I got to use the condo,
right here on the island.
Yeah,
in
the plantation.
Right.
In Sea Dunes. So used it two or three times in a couple of years and had a three members and invited people down here with us. So my wife decided, one of the couples decided they wanted a condo. I said, why? I got to work. I can't take that time off. And, I lost that battery. My wife bought a condo, so I bought a condo and with a couple. So
yeah.
We bought them out in 4 years. And I guess I sold that condo in Sea Dunes
uh-huh.
In 1994 when I sold my business and retired.
Right.
And I said it would take 6 months, a year to sell. So he said, what do you want for it? I'd get my money out. I'd be happy. I had a good time for 8 years, but no, nothing's selling here.
Yeah.
Sold in 10 days.
Wow.
So then I was homeless in Florida. So he built a house in Summer Beach for that lot of people here.
Right.
And but I missed the ocean. So my wife decided, why don't we move here? I said, you call a real estate agent and sell a house in Atlanta. I move here tomorrow. So
right.
She said, now we can't live this house. I said, I understand that. So we started looking for a place. And I said, I want to go back to the beach. So at that time, the peach side and the plantation was in drawing boards, that's just
mm-hmm.
sand.
Yeah.
So we walked on the beach every day, Summer Beach, about a mile on the beach,
mm-hmm.
and we ended up on the beach in Ocean Village.
Right,
so,
about
a mile down the beach, they washed what they did every day for about a year, they spill it. So we've been there 11 years in September.
Good for you.
Great. So that's where I got to Mee Allen. And I've been involved in all kinds of stuff here.
What kind of stuff are you involved in?
I was on the board of Med Golf Association for 3 years. I was on the board of the Ocean Club for 3 years.
Good for you.
I was proud of the chapel.
So fun stuff. Fun is golf and things like that.
Yeah, very much. I play golf 3 days a week.
Okay.
Had a stroke 2 years ago on the golf course.
Wow.
Got to fly helicopter to the Shands Hospital, and Lord has blessed me rich real well. Mm. Only thing I can't talk good. It affected my speech. Yeah. But I could do everything else. So I went to back to my grandchildren in New York 2 years ago and fell and broke my back.
Oh, no.
I couldn't play golf for 5 months. Anyhow, but I'm 80 years old. And I'm thankful I got I'm alive.
Well, you look great.
And hey, and you I lost well. His message to me, Mitchell. So that's my story. I've taken it.
That's great. Great. Well, we're about to conclude. Is there anything else that you might want to share with us that I might not have asked the right question at the right time?
Something? Well, I don't know whether this is what you want at the museum or not. I think you look for people like Cal Atwood.
This is perfect.
Yes.
You, this is perfect.
All kind of combat and got wounded and all that.
No, this is perfect.
I know the Cal Atwood.
This interview
I play golf for him regularly.
We wanted to get your military background and know more about you, and we appreciate you coming in. And on behalf of the museum and the Library of Congress, Rody, we thank you very much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you.
A great interview.
Thank you,
Robert. So much.